Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Bosnia and Herzegovina held elections on October 2nd, but the run-up to the vote was anything but smooth. According to the High Representative for Bosnia and Herzegovina, Christian Schmidt, who presented his report on Bosnia and Herzegovina to the UN Security Council in early November, the political parties and relevant institutions focused on the preparations for and setting up of the elections. Unfortunately, partly by questioning their conduct and blocking their financing, as well as on the registration of parties and candidates and the election campaigns. Using his bond powers, High Representative Schmidt was forced to step in and enable the financing of the general elections of 2022, as well as future elections. Without this intervention, it would not have been possible to prepare for and conduct the general elections on the 2nd of October, he said. Respect for democratic institutions and election integrity are two vital components of these aspirations, said U.S. Senior Advisor for Security Council Affairs Jeffrey De Laurentiis. That is why we are deeply concerned by allegations of fraud in the recent election and the lack of accountability for perpetrators of fraud.
We encourage Bosnian institutions to fully address the shortcomings raised by election observers and urge all stakeholders and citizens to pursue any grievances through established channels. Once election results are fully certified, we urge leaders on all sides to make every effort to support speedy government formation.
The United States supports the Office of the High Representative and the use of bond powers when the High Representative deems necessary, said Ambassador De Laurentiis.
The bond powers are a key tool to maintain stability in Bosnia and Herzegovina and the region. The October 2 imposition was necessary to unblock the functioning of the Federation, prevent the collapse of the Federation Constitutional Court, and address power-sharing issues.
The United States remains steadfast in our support of Bosnia and Herzegovina's sovereignty, territorial integrity, and multi-ethnic character, said Ambassador De Laurentiis. We are committed to partnering with the citizens and government of Bosnia and Herzegovina as they work towards the comprehensive electoral, political, social, and economic reforms necessary to secure the future all people of the country deserve.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.